Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Credit Investor's Handbook by Michael Gatto is a practical guide to navigating the modern credit markets through three major instruments: leveraged loans, high-yield bonds, and distressed debt. Positioned within Wiley Finance, the book aims to translate how these products are issued, traded, analyzed, and managed across the credit cycle. It focuses on the investor mindset and toolset, how to read a company through a lender lens, what drives pricing and spreads, and how documentation and capital structure shape outcomes when conditions deteriorate. Rather than treating credit as a simplified yield pickup, it frames credit investing as disciplined risk selection with asymmetric payoff awareness. Readers are introduced to the market ecosystem, including issuers, arrangers, buy-side managers, and restructuring specialists, and how incentives can change in risk on and risk off periods. The result is a handbook-style overview that helps investors connect fundamentals, technicals, and legal realities into a coherent approach for evaluating opportunity and downside protection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the credit markets and their cycles. A core theme is learning how credit markets behave across expansions, slowdowns, and stress, and why leveraged loans, high yield, and distressed debt can react differently to the same macro shock. The handbook emphasizes that credit is not only about interest rates, but also about growth expectations, default probabilities, liquidity, and risk appetite. In benign periods, spreads can compress and deal terms can loosen, leading to weaker creditor protections and higher leverage. In risk-off environments, liquidity becomes decisive. Bid-ask spreads widen, new issuance can shut down, and refinancing risk turns into a primary driver of price declines. The book's framework encourages readers to track both fundamentals and technicals, such as maturity walls, issuance trends, flows, and covenant quality, because these forces often dominate short-term pricing. It also highlights how different investor bases influence volatility. For example, the floating rate nature of loans and the role of collateralized loan obligations versus the typically longer duration profile of many high-yield bonds. By connecting product structure to market behavior, the reader gains a clearer playbook for positioning, sizing risk, and avoiding cycle-driven mistakes. Secondly, capital structure thinking and downside-first analysis. The handbook promotes a lender-style approach that starts with downside protection and recovery potential, then evaluates upside through carry and spread tightening. Central to this is capital structure analysis, understanding where an instrument sits relative to other claims, what assets or cash flows support it, and how intercreditor arrangements can change outcomes. Readers are guided to think in terms of enterprise value, debt cushions, and the conditions under which a company can refinance or delever. This approach is especially relevant in leveraged finance, where incremental debt, permitted liens, and priming risk can erode the expected seniority of a position. The book underscores the importance of mapping debt tranches, maturities, and covenants, and testing assumptions under stress scenarios such as margin compression, revenue declines, or higher interest expense. It also encourages evaluating qualitative risks like sponsor behavior, management incentives, and industry cyclicality, because these shape restructuring paths. By focusing on where value breaks in a downside case, investors can better select between loans, bonds, and other claims, price risk appropriately, and avoid the common trap of treating all yield as equal. Thirdly, leveraged loans, floating rate mechanics, and documentation realities. Leveraged loans are presented as a distinct product with its own mechanics, investor base, and risk profile. The floating rate feature can reduce duration sensitivity but shifts attention to credit quality, spreads, and the borrower's ability to service debt as base rates rise. The handbook explains why loans trade differently than bonds, including settlement conventions, liquidity patterns, and the role of loan funds and structured buyers. A key practical focus is documentation and covenant analysis. Loan investors must understand how definitions, baskets, and flexibility provisions can allow a borrower to add debt, move assets, or alter collateral in ways that weaken creditor protection. The book's perspective helps readers interpret common loan terms and connect them to real-world outcomes, especially when markets turn and legal terms start to matter more than headline leverage. It also covers the interaction between primary issuance and secondary pricing, and how technicals like demand from collateralized loan obligations can support pricing even when fundamentals soften. The overall lesson is that loan investing requires a blend of credit work and document literacy, because seniority alone does not guarantee strong recoveries. Fourthly, high-yield bonds, spread, duration, and optionality. High-yield bonds are treated as a space where valuation hinges on spread compensation, issuer fundamentals, and embedded optionality such as calls, make-whole provisions, and covenants. Compared with loans, bonds often carry more interest rate duration, making total return more sensitive to rate moves and curve shifts. The handbook encourages readers to separate credit spread risk from rates risk and to assess whether the spread offered is adequate for expected default and recovery outcomes. Bond documentation is also important, but the nature of protections and remedies differs from loans, and bondholder coordination can become a factor in distress. The book directs attention to structural considerations like secured versus unsecured status, holding company versus operating company issuance, guarantees, and restricted payments capacity. It also emphasizes analyzing refinancing paths. Many high-yield issuers rely on continued market access, so maturity schedules and call structures affect both issuer behavior and investor returns. Through this lens, high yield becomes a total return asset class where carry, price pull to par, and spread movements interact. Investors benefit by understanding how to underwrite bonds not just for yield, but for the full distribution of outcomes. Lastly, distressed debt and restructuring, turning complexity into edge. Distressed investing is presented as a specialized extension of credit work where legal rights, process knowledge, and scenario planning drive results. When prices fall due to elevated default risk, the investor must shift from evaluating probability of repayment to evaluating the most likely restructuring path and the value of the claim through that process. The handbook highlights the need to understand creditor hierarchies, liens, collateral coverage, and intercreditor agreements because these define negotiation leverage and recovery potential. It also points to the practical realities of workouts. Timelines can be long, information can be imperfect, and outcomes depend on both economics and stakeholder incentives. Readers are encouraged to frame investments around multiple scenarios, including out-of-court exchanges, amend and extend transactions, and formal proceedings, and to connect these scenarios to estimated recoveries and required returns. Distressed debt can offer compelling opportunities, but it demands discipline around position sizing, liquidity planning, and research depth. By treating restructurings as a structured process rather than a guessing game, investors can better identify mispriced claims, avoid being primed or diluted, and focus on situations where the risk-reward is truly favorable. In conclusion, this book is best suited for credit analysts, portfolio managers, traders, and serious individual investors who want to understand how leveraged loans, high-yield bonds, and distressed debt really work in practice. It also fits professionals in corporate finance, private credit, and restructuring who need a clearer view of how investors evaluate risk and enforce rights. The biggest benefit is that it encourages a downside-first mindset. Instead of chasing yield, readers learn to connect business fundamentals to capital structure, documentation, liquidity, and cycle dynamics. That combination can improve security selection, help avoid hidden risks like weak covenants or refinancing cliffs, and support better sizing and timing decisions across changing market regimes. Compared with many credit books that focus narrowly on theory, this handbook-style approach is valuable because it integrates instruments and ties them to the real market ecosystem, where incentives, technicals, and legal details matter. For readers weighing similar titles, the advantage is the broad yet coherent coverage across loans, bonds, and distress, enabling a single framework that travels with you from calm markets to stressed ones. If you want a practical reference that strengthens judgment and process, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Michael Gatto, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.